Abba, Father. This is our journey, you know, from daddy to father, from childlike dependency and wonder to the obedience, respect and honour due to the creator and sustainer of all things. We should move happily between the two, staying in that place of childlike dependency and wonder, together with maturing to the point where Father can hand us his checkbook with confidence, knowing he can trust us with it. This opens something else up. It's one thing for us to trust him, and a totally different thing for him to trust us. The latter can take a lifetime. The problem is that we are being tested all the time and we don't recognise it. We make our subjective choices, little realising that they're part of a whole and an indicator to where the wellspring of our heart lies. He never forces us into his service, but he does make it a little narrow in places sometimes. The decision not to go to the football match on Saturday or to go out with friends, but to spend time instead with God may seem a small one, and indeed your friends may scoff, but it could be pivotal in terms of kingdom usefulness, what God is wanting to train and equip you to do in kingdom terms. What you think about him, you see, is the single most important thing in your life. It's the first commandment. You'd never seen it like that. The reality is that he chose you and ordained you to go and bear much fruit to his Father's glory, John 15:16. You didn't choose me, remember. I chose you and put you in the world to bear fruit, fruit that won't spoil. Another place where we can get it upside down. He did the choosing. He ordains, he sends, he anoints, he appoints. We simply respond. The way we come in is the way we continue. When we responded to his offer of a free pardon and eternal life, we became the object of the affection of another. Ownership of us changed from the prince of this world to the King of Kings. We were bought back from the slave market of sin in order to serve another in newness of life. You didn't read the small print. You didn't understand that. Well, there you go. You just got another piece of inconvenient enlightenment. You belong to him. You are his holy nation, his people, a people of his power, a people of his inheritance. I wonder what difference that's going to make to your lifestyle choices. Just remember, what you think about God is the single most important thing in your life. It has eternal consequences. See you tomorrow.